Okay, it's been 30 minutes since after school started. He should be in a class by now. So, it's just me in this locker. Hopefully I don't get caught. Let's see if this key copy really works. Come on. Okay. Why am I like this? Let's start with the notebooks. Why is his writing like that? It's so sloppy and messy, but... Now I find myself admiring even that about him. To Kill Mockingbird notes. Boring. We already covered that book, so... He probably won't notice if I do this. If I trace his handwriting over on my tablet and make a font out of it, I could write things and pretend that he's writing to me. Perfect. He also has this mirror here. I shouldn't be surprised. I can't stop looking at him either. That hair, those shoulders and eyes, they make me so nervous. I can't even stare straight at them. God, I can't even be in the same room as him for too long. Even being there with him makes me so... fluttery. Ugh. I look like a total mess compared to him. I can't even begin to describe how perfect he is in every way. What else is in here? Oh. Ugh. Touching his stuff makes me all jittery and excited. A picture of... Margot Robbie. Really? He could just look at her on his phone. But if he likes her enough to have a picture of her in his locker, he must really like her. Ugh. I wish he would look at me like that. I've got it. Maybe I should dye my hair blonde like hers. I really want him to look at me the way he does to her. I don't care if it's degrading. Looking through his locker is degrading enough already. I just have no dignity when it comes to him, I guess. I just want his eyes all over me. Like, mine are on him. There's also a Kit Kat wrapper in here. A few of them, actually. It's so hot thinking about this wrapper having been close to his mouth. Gah. Gah. I even want to lick the rest of the chocolate off. Too risky, though. Darn it. I'll just leave them alone. As hard as it is. Jergens Original Scent. Long-lasting moisture lotion. With... cherry almond essence. He doesn't use it to, do that, does he? Ugh. Now I won't be able to stop thinking about it. No, I'm so gross. Ugh. He probably just uses it to moisturize his face or something. It smells just like him too. Ugh. I should have brought a plastic bag or something with me. I want to take some of this home. I know I could easily get some of the same lotion at the store, but this one is special because it's his. Oh my god, is that his gym shirt? His sweaty gym shirt? Ugh. If anyone finds me doing this, I'm so dead. Even his sweat makes me go crazy. I can't get enough of it. I just want to take it home with me and cuddle with it while I sleep. Maybe he won't notice if I... just take it. It's just a plain old t-shirt anyway. I can't believe I'm actually stealing his sweaty gym shirt. I'm so pathetic. Oh my god. Oh, it's not what it looks like. I swear. Your locker was open and I was just putting all your stuff back inside. Some of your stuff fell out. Like your shirt. No, I don't have anything in my other hand. No, it's not from one of your notebooks, stupid. Why would I want one of your smelly pages? Ugh, you should be lucky I'm even helping you. I even had to pick up your nasty gym shirt from off the ground. Whatever. I've had enough of you. I'm going back to my classroom now. Ugh. Listen, you. Don't you ever bring this up again. Got it, idiot. And don't even think about telling anyone about it. Bye. Ugh. He caught me red-handed. I don't think he bought my story either. I don't blame him. It was pretty stupid anyway. He's so cute. He makes my brain go all stupid. I can't think right when he's around. That idiot.